The GAA Central Council will vote on tough new disciplinary measures this weekend. That's following a spate of violent flashpoints in club games over recent months. One proposal will see the maximum ban for the most serious offences go from 2 to 5 years. This includes assaulting, striking or attempting to strike a referee or match official. To tell us more, I'm joined by our GAA reporter Damien Lawler. Damien, tell us more about what's being proposed and remind us why it's necessary.
Good morning, Mary. Well, the past season has seen, as you referenced in your introduction, flashpoints in both Roscommon and Wexford, where there were alleged serious incidents involving match officials and heavy bans handed down in that case. Also, this year, a survey by the University of Ulster indicated, Mary, that 94% of referees and match officials had experienced verbal abuse, while 23% had experienced physical abuse. And I suppose those figures are quite extraordinary in terms of the physical abuse side of things. And with the number of flashpoints this year, it really has alarm bells ringing within the GAA administration. Now, there are 2,200 clubs in the 32 counties alone, Mary, hundreds of thousands of games played. 13 million health questionnaires were filled out during COVID to get teams back on the field. So we have to stress that a lot of these incidents are a minority, but for even one to occur is too many, and the GAA have decided to address this matter. They're hoping to bring forward motions to Congress. The journey starts this weekend ahead of the Central Council meeting, where it's recommended that the maximum suspension for an individual will go from 96 weeks to 240 weeks. And there's also a huge move to eliminate hearings and technical appeals. In other words, the GAA don't want to be caught on technicalities for time wasting. And if such an appeal goes unsuccessful, then the ban will be actually doubled in that case as well. So there's stringent attempts this weekend on behalf of the GAA Central Competitions Control Committee to try and drive this forward and crack down on the abuse that match officials are receiving.
Have they quantified, you know, the number of incidents, whether that's verbal or physical incidents, that have taken place even in the last year to 2 years? And you mention pretty heavy bans in recent times, but how often has the maximum ban been used by the GAA?
Yeah, not often is the answer, Mary. Like, I mean, to the degree of the serious nature that's involved, those incidents are quite rare. And indeed, Wexford handed out a 96-week ban just a few months ago. But in certain areas, then these bans are challenged and they're appealed. The GAA are quite keen to crack down on that. They recognise probably there is time for a culture change, and that has to come from the grassroots up. But those 96-week bans have been rare enough. They have been quite sporadic. But certainly a light has been shone on it this year. There has been more incidents probably anecdotally this year than before. Also, with the emergence of social media and video technology at games, it's becoming a lot more prevalent, and it has rushed this forward to the weekend Central Council hearing, where it's expected, Mary, that there'll be a fairly full backing for the proposals. There's 14 in all. They relate to match and time suspensions. So it's expected that it'll get universal support and will go forward as Congress motions. It's a busy time this weekend too, Mary. Lots of work going on the underage grades, and the GAA are going to announce a new hurling championship sponsor. We understand it's Ayr today as well. So there's a lot going on in the administration side of things at the moment.
All right, just briefly, if this is cleared for takeoff, how long will it be before we might see a 5-year ban in place?
We'll see it in place for next year's championship, okay. Mary. If it's getting passed in Congress, it'll be straight in.
All right, Damien, thank you very much. That's Damien Lawler.